Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh, Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many does he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
in the career, yes. Man. He played in the 50s and 60s.
Welcome,
Rome.
Welcome to our world, Rome. Welcome.
Roma Dunze on 670 The Score getting a trivia test. Johnny Morris, not the curler bulldog.
Okay.
Better known as Johnny Moe. Do you think this guy in 1964, when he went 93-1210 for the Bears, did they call him Johnny Moe, do you think? You think that was what they called
him? No, he was old Johnny Morris.
Like old Tom Morris?
Yes.
Yes. He's still with us, Johnny Morris. Odunze, it seems like a pretty impressive character. Keon Coleman, for his part, seemed to be having some fun with first visit.
He's come off great so far. I mean, not you don't usually have a hard time as a fan or an observer of a certain NFL team that is your favorite getting behind the guys they pick. You know, you're gonna find a way in most times, right? Because you don't want to be miserable. Like, I just can't stand this guy. But I think he's made a lot of friends. I think the way he's shown up here.
When the draft is over, I sort of sit here listening for the same kinds of things, which is, you know, good or bad, A or F, you know, like extremes. We tend to be the gatekeeper for like extreme takes in either direction. Today has kind of sounded like a combination of okay, between okay and I don't know, like not from 0 to 100, more from like 70 to 30 or something, mm-hmm, you know, or mm-hmm. 30 to 70, where some fans, I mean, of course there are going to be people who are just like, oh, this is the guy I wanted. They did everything I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like most people sound more like, well, maybe it'll work. You know, he's talented, athletically. He was in the conversation for that pick. We had at least one guest on who talked about him as a first-round pick consistently. So it's not out of nowhere, Keon Coleman. But it's also, you know, the speed point. Can he get open,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, that's what we need to see. Can he get open in the NFL? Because that's not exactly what
right.
his strength
right.
wasn't in college.
And if that's challenging in college, you know, it's right to wonder, like, how do we spring that in the NFL? Like, everyone's better.
One good thing for this, if you want to be optimistic, is that he hasn't really been playing football for that long. He was basketball at Michigan State and played football, so his game is pretty young.
And he is young himself.
And he himself is young.
So maybe hopefully there's a lot of room for growth. There is definitely, as down on the idea as I got, simply judged against the other players, the other prospects. There is, like, I'm aware there's an athlete in there. Like, there's a player. I mean, he got drafted where he got drafted and was rated where he was rated for a reason. Again, not universally, but yeah, it's not like they drafted a guy that no one had a first round grade on or something. It just did not tick the boxes that I expected them to be seeking. Explosiveness, take the top off the defense, that kind of thing. But there's a skill set there. I'm just going to be really curious to see how they make it work with everything else they've got and what they don't have, what they've lost in this offseason.
803-0550 for your calls. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Rob is next. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Mike Shope and the Bulldog. What's going on, guys?
That's just hanging out, Rob.
Yeah, I know you are. Hey, first off, I want to say you guys do a great job. I love your opinions and your knowledge. You guys always help me
Thank
out.
Thank you.
But the one thing that I do want to get off my chest is the fact that during the draft, the best part about it was, and I got to give all praise to Nate, Derek, Zach, TJ, and Evan. They did a phenomenal job covering it, a lot of hours.
Thank you for saying that. It is a long haul, and there's a lot that goes into being prepared to host a show like that for that many hours. So I'm glad you
Absolutely.
Mentioned all their names.
Yeah, and you guys are doing well, too. See, I couldn't watch the draft because I'm blind. I think you already know that. So I have to listen to you guys. You guys are my eyes. And, you know, where I'm at with this, yeah, there's a lot of question marks, which is, you know, understandable, like, you know, the what ifs and is this going to work and yada, yada, yada. But I want to see those question marks turned into exclamation points. The other point that I had was I like this kid, Coleman. I think he's going to fit very well with us. I like it. I would have definitely liked to seen us get a second receiver out of this, not the rugby player. I mean, I love rugby. I used to play rugby, but I want that wide receiver. And the one question that I have for you that somebody asked me, do you feel that the Bills went into this draft with a sense of urgency? And I'll leave it with that. Thanks, guys.
I
would think they would go into every draft.
Yeah,
that way.
I think it's a vital component of building your team, not just for the season straight ahead of you, but for the next 5 years. So yeah, we think they were dialed in on it.
This year, though, Rob, if this is what you're thinking, urgency is fine. I mean, they had more. You might say it was more important what they came home with, who they came home with, than. I think of maybe it's 2021, going back a few years where like the Bills were kind of like a lot of really good players in their primes and they just did not have obvious holes to fill. And this was different than that. So they, you know, they needed a receiver, if not two, but they got one that they could, you know, sell as a viable wide receiver one. You know, if not right away, then soon. Like that's different than, well, we have Stephon Diggs and we have two or three other established players, so we can, you know, maybe do something different. So I guess yes. I mean, if that's the logic here, then of course they would have.
Yeah. So what do you hope comes of it is that, you know, you get probably, I think, at least a couple of starting players out of it, Coleman and Bishop for sure. Carter, and we'll see. I mean, Coleman, I think, is going to be a starter right away. We'll see about Bishop. Carter, the third-round pick, just going in order, rotational player. And I guess, you know, how well he does when it starts might dictate just how much he ends up getting fed. But I expect him to be a part of that rotation. You know, I guess a rookie defensive tackle could end up being inactive on game day, depending on how the roster gets filled out. But anyway, Ray Davis, again, backup, you know, complementary running back. The center is a really interesting piece here. Like, I wonder how soon there's an opportunity there. Maybe right away. I don't know. But I'm intrigued. Like, you play in that league on that team, and, like, I think it's 40-some games he started at Georgia. Like you're familiar with playing high level competition, and that maybe that's a guy that can step in sooner than we think. Beyond that, what do we got? An edge guy that's a rotational guy, ideally. Like hopefully he warrants getting a uniform and playing. That's about it.
You're at the point, though, by the center where the odds are long.
Yeah, for sure.
Where if he starts games, and it's not because somebody got hurt and it's an emergency, everybody's hurt, then you've done pretty well. If he starts any games, right, by that point. You know, I was thinking, like, Coleman, there's obviously room for him to step right in and, if he can, produce. What's a good year? You know, like, what's a good year? It's still a rookie who, if you want to put it this way, was not a first-round pick, just about. But it's not often that guys in that slot are going to come in and catch 80 passes or something as a rookie.
There were four first-round receivers last year. Two of them, I think, went over 70 catches, maybe even 80.
Addison had 70. And Flowers had 77.
Right. The other two, and Jigba, not as much, and then Johnson was pretty much a bust, right?
Yeah, Smith and Jigba, 63.
Okay.
Puka,
oh, right,
105,
course.
But not a first-round pick. You were right. Talking about first-round picks?
Yeah.
So, just like Watkins, this has the show ever sounded older? About to reference a gentleman by the name of the Lizard King, Sammy Watkins. Was that right, Lizard King? 2014, 10 years ago. My just drumbeat that summer, this is the Bills team that's been in a playoff drought for more than a decade. They have E.J. Manuel. Throw the ball constantly to Sammy Watkins. Let's go. Let's get out of the past. You've done all this to get him. He's that good. You had to have him. You didn't want to settle for Mike Evans. So, fine. This is your bet. This is the bet you've made. We are going to throw the ball like hell to Sammy Watkins. What's a lot? I remember talking with you 10 years ago. Is 10 targets a game unreasonable? It's light. Come on. This is how you're going to win. This is your future. 10 targets a game. Well, he got 128 targets. Sammy Watkins played every game as a rookie for the Bills. He caught less than half of them, or almost exactly half of them. One more than half, right? 64. So 65 catches, 982 yards, 6 touchdowns. That's a pretty good rookie year.
That's a good rookie year, yeah.
And it still always felt to me like it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we have to put a cap on this like this? Like, come on. There had games where he didn't get any, right? There were a couple games where it's just inexcusable. So the circumstances are different here now.
Right.
This is a division favorite, a four-time defending division champion, all the history the Bills have had. And, you know, you can't obsess. You can, but you shouldn't probably just obsess about the Chiefs. You know, you want to get to a point where you can play them again in a playoff game, and this time do the little things better and beat them.
Maybe if they get them at home.
Maybe if it snows.
Yeah. Was it snowing in that game? I don't
remember. No, but it snowed the year before.
I see.
Did it snow that day?
I don't remember.
No, right?
No, I don't think
so. It wasn't a weather game.
No.
The Chiefs game?
No, I don't think it was. Yeah, like what starting boundary receiver going to be on the field a lot? Like Sal's talking 20 minutes ago, like, you know, Gabe Davis a lot, you know, 90 plus percent of the snaps, you know, blocking, well-rounded, whatever. If you get, let's just say 90% snaps for an outside receiver, like what's, because on one hand, I want to like put Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid and James Cook, and we're going to spread it around, and maybe we're not as down the field. And so, I don't know, 50 catches maybe for my rookie, but he's on the field all the time, and he's my ex-receiver. He's like a boundary. So, I don't know. Like, does that guy have to get fed? Gabe Davis didn't exactly get fed, but he had Diggs on the other side of him. There's no Diggs. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to expect from like how they will use him, what kind of opportunity that he will get. But I feel like 50 catches for his
nothing.
Yeah, right. But like, am I supposed to tell you he's gonna be Zay Flowers? Like, I don't know.
That's not a bad target. That's kind of close to the Watkins line. I mean, that's not a bad target. You know, Baltimore was in the lead all the time. There's so much talk about them throwing more. They were always ahead, so it didn't really add up to that they were never air raid. They were never going to be that. But, and you know, you had, well, He had Andrews in Baltimore. For much. When did he get hurt? November? I don't remember exactly. But Beckham really didn't do a lot. Bateman didn't really do a lot. You know, they just won all the time. So you got a rookie here. Rashee Rice is interesting as a comp. We should break. Rice, the way his season ramped up all the way to the playoffs.
His numbers ended up being very,
79 catches, you know, last year as a rookie. Again, second round pick. But 7 touchdowns, 938 yards, that's a win.
I mean, I would take that and run.
That's a win.
From Keon. Like, if he catches 70 balls, I'm on track. Okay. Like, I don't know what they'll amount to exactly, but that'd be pretty good.
They might be big yards after the catch guy, so maybe you'd have, a higher yards per catch stat line. Davis gave you that, but it was on longer passes.
Right.
803-0550. We've got room for you. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.